right now, as I told you, and this makes no sense. I want to dig deeper into the economy here because it doesn't make a lot of sense. I told you that real wages have been going down. In June, down 3.4%. In July, 3%. But it's gone down every single month beginning in April, the exact time the stimulus package was passed. Real wages have fallen every single time. And that's obviously a problem. And yet, Joe Biden's doing a victory lap. Inflation went up 8.5% last month. Food prices were up 13.1% last month, the highest rate of increase for food since 1979. And Joe Biden seems to think it's great news. It's bite number 10. Bite 10. Go.
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
Zero. Just play it again. Play that again.
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
No, our economy had 8.5% inflation, Joe. God, he's dumb. I'm sorry. He is just dumb. You know, the old adage, keep your mouth shut and let them think you're a fool, or open your mouth and confirm it so. Every time he speaks, I mean, the guy is just dumb. I mean, no wonder he plagiarized. He was smart enough to cheat his way through college, at least. So there is that, right? There is that. And like I said, the idea that inflation is under control is like saying the southern border is under control. Bite number 11. Bite 11. Go.
Well, that's why I always look at the year-over-year number from a consumer point of view, because inflation is everywhere. I don't care if it's 5.9, 6.1, 6.5, 5.5. It doesn't matter. It's still high. And if you look at wages are up 5.2%. Everyone talked about rents. That's up, right? And unit labor costs were up 10.8%. And the core PCE is at 4.8%. So inflation is still high.
Yeah. Yeah, inflation is still high, very high. So let me shift here just a bit. Let me shift here just a bit because I was telling you about the posting for the IRS, because at a time when wages are down and prices are up, and the southern border is open, the priority for this administration, the priority for the socialists, is to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. By the way, there's a job posting. It's been taken down. For the new IRS agents, it was put up, and now it's been, here are the duties of the new IRS. This is true. 100% true. It was posted at jobs.irs.gov. Jobs.irs.gov. Adhere to the highest standards of conduct. These are the major duties. In maintaining honesty and integrity. Work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours. And be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Because you got to collect taxes on holidays and weekends. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Life-threatening situations on the job. Oh, and here's the part we like the best. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. And be willing to and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. If you're looking for a new career path, one where you can shoot your neighbors and arrest the people you don't like, you can be part of the new team at the IRS. You have a future in tyranny. Come on. Carry a firearm, be willing to use deadly force if necessary, participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments? Last time I looked, the IRS was not a law enforcement agency, but apparently they are. They bought 5 million rounds of ammunition. They have at least 4,600 firearms in their possession. They'll need a lot more with 87,000 new agents, of course. Job pays $51,000, give or take, to start, from what I can see. That post was taken down, but there are other similar posts that remain up. The job is open to U.S. citizens, nationals, or those who owe allegiance to the U.S., whatever that means. And there's a complete section on how to hire non-U.S. citizens. So not only could you be out there arresting your friends and neighbors and putting a gun in their face and shooting them if they mouth off, of course, you could also have non-citizens doing that. You know, like the people you get on the phone from the Philippines when you call to get something fixed. Well, they could be at your front door. Internal Revenue Service. Internal Revenue Service. Yeah, okay, great. That's really nice. Which language do you like, sir? English. It's an English-speaking country. Anyhow, that's where we are today. The IRS hiring people to shoot your friends and neighbors. Be willing to use firearms and use deadly force. It's tax collection. It's tax collection. These are not violent criminals. These are white-collar criminals, if they're criminals at all. And 87,000 of them are coming after you, well-armed and well-trained and well off the rails. Now you know. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.